Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our afternoon markets here today. This is our wrap-up for this afternoon, and we've got all the market details coming up when we come back in just a moment.
I'm going to put up some hay before long, and I saw that GoBob has red rhinos. I thought I'd seen him run down the street when I left the bar last night.
No, Ernie, Red Rhino is the leading maker of hay handling and hauling equipment. GoBob Pipe and Steel have several Red Rhino models to make your hay experience better.
I've seen that black rhino leaving the bar before, but never the Red Rhino.
Ernie, GoBob Pipe and Steel is the exclusive distributor of Red Rhino hay equipment. They have trailers in five lengths from 21 to 42 feet.
Well, I got a lot of hay. Can I get the rhino and the hay on one trailer?
Ernie, GoBob also has a double-wide trailer and just about anything you could imagine from Red Rhino to make your hay handling job more productive.
Well, Orlean wants me to quit drinking so I can still see my Red Rhino if I get one.
Folks, take it from me and not Ernie. GoBob Pipe and Steel has everything you need to make your life easier on the farm. Come see us online at GoBob.com.
Tell them Ernie and old Red Rhino sent you.
The livestock futures finishing mostly higher as traders focused on the upcoming long holiday weekend. There was expected to be additional price adjustments through the end of the session still to come, but for the most part, prices were higher for the corn. The stock market was higher today. The Dow Jones and NASDAQ also higher today as well. Now, firm gains continue to hold across the live cattle futures complex, although the gains backed away from mid-session highs about midday today. That was to allow for additional market sluggishness to develop through the last couple of hours of trade as trader volume was expected to remain weak through the end of the week. The focus on potential beef movement through the holiday weekend should allow traders to wait until well into the next week before stepping back into the complex and reevaluating the complex. Light to moderate gains were holding in the feeder cattle futures, although the focus continued squaring positions before the long holiday weekend rather than expanding trade activity. On the grain futures, the grains finished, mostly mixed and choppy trade today. Outside markets are cautious, waiting for a speech by Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen. Wheat prices were posting modest losses, giving back some of yesterday's short covering, but ended up lower in Kansas City and mixed in Chicago. Concerns over damage to the hard red winter wheat crop from heavy rain was providing support, but tepid demand remained an anchor. The corn prices started off struggling, but then finished on the higher side today. Both old and new crop contracts hit their best level since harvest Thursday, helped by demand hopes and weather news. And on the soybeans also finishing higher today as well as they attempted to counter yesterday's bearish reversals from 20-month highs. Soybean meal, the linchpin of the recent leg of the rally, was lower after volatile trade yesterday. Now, export sales totals were a little disappointing yesterday at 22.3 million bushels. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.